This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal intensifies preparations for graduation from least developed country status. Government grants electricity generation licenses to 3 more hydropower projects, including 45 megawatt Chumchit Sharkola hydropower project in Gurkha. Karunali X taking on Kathmandu Gurkhas in day-night NPL match today. And hundreds of people die in flooding across Southeast Asia. Over 130 people killed in cyclone Dwethu in Sri Lanka. Now the news in detail. The government has stepped up preparations for the country's graduation from least developed country LDC status to developing country status scheduled for November 2026. The 16th National Plan has a lengthy graduation process with all major development sectors aiming for a smooth and sustainable transition. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is leading efforts to mobilize international support for the post-graduation phase. Upon graduation, Nepal will gradually lose several international concessions available to LDCs. The government plans to strengthen domestic financing and competitiveness to manage the impact. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai has recently participated in the 16th Nepal-EU Joint Commission meeting in Belgium, where development cooperation was reviewed. He will also attend a high-level global meeting on LDC graduation in Doha from the 2nd of December. EU Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, has said the European Union will continue its support to Nepal for at least the next 3 years after graduation. The government has granted electricity generation licenses to 3 more hydropower projects, including the 45 megawatt Chumchit Sharkola hydropower project in Gurkha. The project will be developed by Chilime Hydropower Company at Chumchit on the Budhi Gandaki River under a run-off river model. Power will be connected to the proposed new Budhi Ganga substation through a 220 kV transmission line being built by the National Transmission Grid Company. The Department of Power Development has also granted licenses to the 8.6 MW Middle Liku Hydropower Project in Ramatsar and the 4.89 MW Chumrung Kola Hydropower Project. So far, the department has issued electricity generation licenses to 263 projects with a total capacity of 11,097 megawatts. In the current fiscal year alone, 13 projects have received licenses. Prime Minister Susila Karki has described the unity declaration of the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, International Committee as a significant milestone. Speaking at the program held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar, Prime Minister Karki urged the NRNA to understand the interest of non-resident Nepalese and work for Nepal's development, wherever they are. She assured that the government will do its best to provide rights and facilities for Nepalese abroad as guaranteed by the constitution and law. Prime Minister Karki also highlighted the importance of political maturity, urging election losers to respect winners while continuing their work, and suggested that political parties learn from the NRNA's example of unity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Karki has clarified that she never intended to hurt or insult any religion or community. Her remarks came after reactions to her message on the 16th days of activism against gender-based violence. The Prime Minister emphasized that she respects all religions equally and urged everyone to support peace, goodwill and tolerance in the current situation. The endangered Himalayan griffon, a scavenger bird found at altitudes of 1,200 to 6,000 meters, faces difficulties during winter. Heavy snowfall covers food and limits movement, making survival challenging. To support Himalayan griffon's conservation, the Annapurna Conservation Area Project and local communities have launched campaigns preparing repairing fences rather, and trekking routes where tourists can observe the species. Himalayan griffins are seen in Upper and Lower Mustang, including Tasung and Lumangtang. They have a wingspan of up to 3 meters and weigh up to 12 kilograms. Locals also place livestock cocoons near observation sites to ensure the birds have sufficient food. The Annapurna Conservation Area Project emphasizes that protecting the Himalayan griffin helps preserve both the environment and local biodiversity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hundreds of people are feared dead or missing across Southeast Asia after some of the heaviest rainfall in decades triggered severe flooding across the region. According to the BBC, monsoon rains intensified by tropical storms have caused some of the worst floods in years, affecting millions in Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand. On Indonesia's Sumatra Island, the death toll has surpassed 300, with dozens still missing. Evacuation efforts are continuing, but many major roads remain cut off, while internet and electricity services have only been partially restored. In Thailand, at least 160 deaths had been reported by Saturday, with several fatalities also confirmed in Malaysia. A rare tropical cyclone, Cyclone Senior, caused widespread destruction in Indonesia, triggering landslides and floods that swept away homes and submerged thousands of buildings. Rescue operations have been hampered by poor weather conditions. Although tens of thousands of people have been evacuated, hundreds remain stranded, according to Indonesia's Disaster Management Agency. In Thailand's southern Songkhla province, flood waters rose up to 3 meters, killing at least 145 people in one of the deadliest floods in a decade. In Malaysia, while the death toll is low, the scale of damage remains extensive. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka has been severely hit by Cyclone Jitwa, with more than 130 people confirmed dead and around 170 reported missing. According to officials, Sri Lanka is facing one of its worst weather disasters in recent years, prompting the government to declare a state of emergency. More than 15,000 homes have been destroyed, and about 78,000 people have been forced to take shelter in temporary camps. Officials say nearly one-third of the country remains without electricity or running water. Meteorologists have linked extreme weather across Southeast Asia to the combined effects of Typhoon Koto in the Philippines and the rare formation of Cyclone Senior in the Malacca Strait. Now a sports update. Karnali X will take on Kathmandu Gurkhas in the only match of the day in the second season of Nepal Premier League NPL today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Stadium. Karnali X are currently sixth in the points table with one win from four matches. Led by Sompal Kami, Karnali must secure a win today to keep their playoff hopes alive. Kathmandu Gurkhas, captained by Karan Kisse, are in third place with three wins from five matches. Sudhir Pashchim Royals top the table with five wins from five matches, followed by Biratnagar Kings, who have lost only one of their five matches. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy across the country due to the partial influence of Cyclone Jitwa, which has developed over the southwest Bay of Bengal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal intensifies preparations for graduation from least developed country status. Government grants electricity generation licenses to three more hydropower projects, including 45 megawatt Chumchit Shell Kola Hydropower Project in Gurkha. Colonel Yaks taking on Kathmandu Gurkhas in day-night NPL match today. And hundreds of people died flooding across Southeast Asia. Over 130 people killed in Cyclone Jitwa in Sri Lanka. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.